The campaign for the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania is heating up, with attacks over Social Security and outside groups spending money to influence the race. WHYY's Dave Davies reports.
Former Congressman and Navy Admiral Joe Sestak came into the race with a lead-in name recognition from his 2010 Senate run and his travels around the state. But former State Environmental Secretary Katie McGinty entered the fray and quickly won endorsements from Labor and Democratic Party leaders. She's trailed Sestak in the polls and has begun attacking him on Social Security. She went after him at a debate this week in Pittsburgh.
And I do disagree with Congressman Sestak. He has said that it was courage and the proper thing to do to call for the Social Security retirement age to be lifted to 69 and significantly cut benefits.
McGinty was referring to Sestak's comments about the Simpson-Bowles plan for reducing the national debt and ensuring Social Security won't be hurt by shifting demographics. It's a plan McGinty's own campaign chairman, Ed Rendell, has praised. Sestak came back quickly in the debate.
I never, ever advocated, in fact, have gone on radio and television, that actually we should never raise, never, the age of our seniors to retire.
What Sestak did say in January was that people should look at the National Commission, which compiled the Simpson-Bowles proposals, as a template to address the problem of funding entitlements. There's a third candidate in the race, Braddock, Pennsylvania Mayor John Fetterman, who says he spent 10 years fighting for progressive change on the ground. He has less campaign money but is producing ads, many featuring him driving through Braddock and addressing issues such as fracking.
These gas companies with billions in revenue and profits don't pay a single dime to Pennsylvania for the gas that they extract from our state, and that's outrageous.
Fetterman says he'll pick up momentum and win. Meanwhile, the race has another feature common to modern campaigns.
Get up, get to school, get to work, get by. Katie McGinty knows the routine. Her dad was a Philly cop. Mom worked in a restaurant.
That appealing bio ad didn't cost the McGinty campaign a cent. It was funded by the super PAC of the feminist abortion rights group Emily's List. Another super PAC called Accountable Leadership is supporting Sestak. Dave Davies, WHYY News.